All this week, City Talk 105.9 News is looking at the issue of drug use among young people on Merseyside. Our Teenage Kicks investigation is looking into how easy it is for young people to get access to drugs for pocket money prices. Today, I've been speaking to a 16-year-old boy from Liverpool whose drug of choice is ketamine, a form of horse tranquilizer. He says it's not the only drug he's familiar with. We've changed his voice to protect his identity.
Weed. Ket. Magic. Balloons.
Is there a sort of a drug in particular which is like the common drug that young people are sort of taking at the moment? Is there something that you're aware of that maybe is the most common?
Ket. People sniff ket. Stop hard. People say it's an horse tranquilizer. It might be, but people sniff ket. Loads of people have stopped sniffing cocaine, haven't they? Because they realise it's no good and it's a waste of money. Or not, obviously, any drug's a waste of money, but people have stopped sniffing Charlie because, like, it isn't nothing for you than what ket does. Like, I've sniffed ket. And it's decent. Better than Charlie, anyway. I've sniffed Charlie as well. Like, I take drugs when I go to festivals and things like that. But, Ket is the drug, I'm telling you.
Is it something you spend a lot of money on?
No, don't spend a lot of money on it, but if it goes somewhere like to a good festival, I will sniff ket.
So how much would you spend on ket on a typical basis?
If I went to a festival for a day, I'd probably spend about £50 on it.
And would that see you through for just a day, would it be?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Makes you feel good. Can't explain it.
All right, so let's talk about weed. How common is it that people would smoke weed at the moment, and is it something that you've got experience of yourself?
Weed nowadays, like, personally, when I go to, like, festivals and things like that, I take drugs, but I don't smoke weed when I'm not, like, through the week or, like, any other, and loads of my mates do, and like, what I'm trying to tell them is, like, all right, they say, oh, yeah, you sniff this, but, like, I know it's not good, but, like, I just do it. I won't do it all my life. I'll just do it whilst I'm young, do you know what I mean? And all my mates who smoke weed every single day, they don't listen to me, but what I'm trying to tell them, like 20 years ago, maybe when you was 15, 20, people used to smoke crack because that was the new drug on the block and everyone used to think, oh, yeah, crack and heroin, that's good. But what you got to realise, crack and heroin, that probably hasn't even got as much as effect as weed on you. But people think, oh, weed, you're only stoned this, but, like, the side effects of weed are probably more intense than crack, because when you're on crack, you're just shaking, oh, I need crack. But actually, when you smoke weed, you might feel, oh, I need to drink, but, like, you actually do, you know what I mean? People are doing it, but, like, they're not realising, like, in 20, 40 years' time, you mightn't get a gram of weed for a tenner. It might be 0.2 grams of weed. So you might have to go out and rob every day for £100 just for one joint. So what people need to realise, weed's probably one of the worst drugs you can smoke, because everyone does it every day. All my mates, they've all started smoking weed probably about 2 months, a month ago. They just smoke weed every single day and spend all the money on it. And in 5-6 months' time, they're going to have nothing because they smoke weed. And weed really is the worst drug you can smoke. And that's my explanation for it.
So when you're doing ket, are you thinking, well, I'm doing this because it's something a little bit different? I don't want to fall into the same sort of traps as them?
No, I'm doing it because I like sniffing ket. Like, I don't sniff cocaine because I don't like it. I like sniffing ket because in festivals it's good.
How sort of common for you is drug use, if you like? How often do you see it among, you know, your friends who are of a similar age to you?
Every day. Every single day.
And is that first thing in the morning? Is it last thing at night? Is it when everyone gets together?
That's another thing. It's not first thing in the morning, yeah, but when we all finish, when we're all not in school, and maybe some of us have got jobs or some of us haven't, and we meet up at 10, 11, 12 o'clock in the morning, they're going to be smoking weed from then till 12 o'clock at night.
Have you ever done anything in school itself?
I've smoked weed in school, but about a year ago I realised that weed is the worst. Where really is the worst thing you can do. But maybe because I've seen things before people, but oh, and people think, oh yeah, I'm not on the green, I'm on the pollen. Pollen's like resin, do you know what I mean? Like,
what sort of stuff can you get access to? Do you have somebody's number in your phone that you could ring and get something now?
Yeah.
What sort of stuff could you get your hands on in the next 10, 15, 20 minutes?
Balloons. Weed. That's it, really.
Are your parents aware of that? Is that something that, you know, or adults around you are sort of thinking, hang on a minute, if you've not got homework to do, if you've not got somewhere you need to be, you've not got clubs you need to be going to?
Parents don't realise what's going on in our community and things like that. Do you know what I mean?
And whose fault's that, do you reckon?
People our age now, there's so much ahead. I think I'm too much ahead for my age. I know too much for my age. He knows too much for his age. We know too much. And we see too much and we've got too much. Do you know what I mean? That's all it is. Why have we got the right for parents to give us £10 a day? What do we need that for if we don't need to go anywhere, really? So it's not the parents' fault, but you could blame it on the parent, you could blame it on the child, but changes need to be made, otherwise, what? Are we going to live in a concrete jungle for the rest of our lives? There's no opportunities in this community for us.
Well, this is one of the wider things, and this is one of the things that we're looking at, is that why have we got a situation where this is the case now, and you talk about, you know, is it down to the parents?
Because it's all them decision makers who are just sitting in them big fancy buildings with everything and got all the fancy cars, and they go, oh, yeah, we'll give this community that. But, you know what I mean? When do you see people who put money into this community here? Really? It's easier to sell drugs, isn't it, than it is to leave school at 16 and go to a college for 2 years, or leave school at 16 and earn £200-300 a day and then just do that for the rest of your life, isn't it? So maybe 80% of the people out, I'd just say there's 10 of our mates, I reckon 4 of them will get a job and 6 of them will sell drugs, because there's no opportunities. It might be, there's opportunities, but they don't get taken because you can easily fall into that, do you know what I mean? So say there's six of us sell drugs, 4 of us will have a job. If you walk around this community, and because there's like, we're all mates, but like there's other groups of friends, you know what I mean? If you got them all on the wall and said, who's got a job? 75% of them will sell drugs and 25% of them will have a job or be in some type of college and things like that, and that's how it's going to be for the next 30, 40 years till we're living in a house with kids.
I was going to say, what are you going to do to change that?
I can't do nothing. I haven't got the power, have I? If I had £10 million now, I'd start businesses, but what is this me?
If I give you £10,000 now, what would you do with it?
I'd open a cafe or something that you can earn quick money, like a sunbird shop or a car wash or something like that. If I had a really big lump sum of money, I wouldn't go and buy a load of weed and double me money. If it was legit money that I had to put into something, I'd definitely earn off it. Because I'm money motivated, I know I can make. If you give me a certain sum of money and said, I know for a fact, 80% chance I could turn it into a profit within a year.
So if I give you 100 quid now, what would be the quickest way that you could make 200 quid?
Illegally or legally?
Well, which way would you choose to do it?
I'd probably do it illegally if I had £100. You could go on the internet, buy a box of 600 balloons, for example, for £150, and sell them for a tenner a box and make £250, so you'd make £100 profit. Do you know what I mean? It's easy to make money. Like, nowadays, so much people in our, say I was to buy loads of weed, I could just sell it to my mates and make profit off my mates and probably wouldn't have to go out my way to do it. That's what people do nowadays. And then they realise, oh yeah, I'll sell it to another group of mates and then another group of mates, and then you just end up in jail by the time you're 21, and that's what happens. So unless opportunities are given to us, people are going to sell drugs, and that's the end of it.
Just tell us about the balloons. Just what are they specifically? It's about the gas that you put in them, isn't it? Just explain how it works.
It's just, they're called cream charges, and basically they were made meant to be legitimately used to put into a dispenser and then cream, so it makes whipped cream on top of chocolate. But if you put a balloon on the end of it and put the gas into it and spread it in, just makes a balloon, and then you just blow in and out, sucking it out, and you feel really good off.
But you can say, what does it do to your head?
Nothing. I don't know actually what it does to your brain, but it just makes you feel good for about 20, 30 seconds, and then that's the end of it.
Okay, well, let's go through. You're 16 years of age. You've sniffed ketamine.
Yeah.
You've smoked cannabis.
Yeah.
Have you taken X